And in studio this morning, Deschutes County Commissioner Phil Chang is with us today. Phil, good morning, sir.
Good morning, Frank.
Thank you so much for coming in. Appreciate that. We have planned to talk about the Deschutes County redistricting maps, and we will get to that. But with this fire being in the news, these numbers of fires, you are somebody who has a background in not only firefighting, but fire reduction with properties, helping communities get wildfire protection going. You've spent years doing that long before you were a county commissioner. So your thoughts on what were our current situation?
Yeah, we are looking at what could be a very long, very bad fire season. Fire season usually lasts until mid-September. And so we're 2 months away from there, and we're already at what's called preparedness level 5. That means that basically all the resources to fight fires, air tankers, crews, trucks, bulldozers, all the resources are deployed. So we don't have anything in reserve to throw at new fires. And, we had a big wave of lightning less than a week ago, and then we had a big wave of a new big wave of lightning yesterday. The vegetation is dry. The weather has been very volatile, we're scrambling.
This is as bad as it gets.
This is probably as bad as it gets. Depending on what happens with the weather in the next few days, it could get much worse. That lightning yesterday could have ignited a bunch of new fires that we don't even know about yet. I'm very concerned about the wildfire season. Our firefighters are doing everything that they can, and they fight fire in very strategic, smart, and also safe ways. So they're doing the best they can. The two things that I can ask people to be thinking about right now is, number one, don't add more ignitions to what we've already seen. I mean, in the last few days, there was a fire incident near Redmond where someone was doing target practice with explosives, right? Shooting at explosives, started a fire. So, most human caused fires aren't that ridiculous, malfunctioning lawnmower, dragging chains on the ground, unattended campfire, all these things can cause fires.
So don't park your hot car on grass.
Exactly. Yeah. So please just be mindful of not adding ignitions. And also, when fire season is over, the other 9 months of the year is a great time for us to be making our forests and wildlands more resilient, and to be doing defensible space work and home hardening at our homes.
All right. Deschutes County Commissioner Phil Chang here with us today. Appreciate your thoughts on that. Thank you for taking the time.
Yeah.
I get the feeling, we've only got a 10-minute segment, and we've already used up 4 minutes of it. And I get the feeling it wouldn't matter if we had another 2 hours to talk about the redistricting map for Deschutes County. I'm completely confused on this. Straighten me out.
Currently, we elect commissioners at large in Deschutes County. We've been electing commissioners at large for 100 plus years. There will be a proposal to district the commissioner seats on your ballot in November. What I would say about it is I believe in districting. I think districting is a good thing, and I think it has to be done right. This map is very problematic in a lot of ways. We can get into it. So I'm encouraging people to reject this map in November and let us try again and do it right.
We already have positions that were voted on in the primary, five mm-hmm. positions, right?
Yeah.
Will be what comes up. So if we don't get a redistricting map in November, what happens to those five positions? How long are they put on hold?
Those positions are not put on hold. So they are being elected this year at large. The results of those at large elections will be implemented for the terms associated with those seats. This districting measure would take effect for the 2028 elections, and we would sort of phase in districted elections for you know, the three seats that are in cycle in 2028 and then the two other seats that are in cycle in 2030.
Okay. Now, there was a commission that was appointed by Deschutes County Commissioners to draw up this map. Is that correct?
Yeah, they're the District Mapping Advisory Committee.
And that advisory committee came up with some suggestions. But from what I've been hearing, neither side is happy with this map that in its current shape.
The most partisan members of the District Mapping Advisory Committee are happy with this map. They came and testified to that effect just last week. So that committee was problematically composed, packed with partisan cronies by my two fellow commissioners. They did a flawed process where they used total registered voters instead of total population to draw the maps, which is probably unconstitutional and will invite a legal challenge, costly legal challenge to the county if the map passes. And the product of their work is a gerrymandered map that gives disproportionate partisan advantage.
So if I'm hearing you correctly, what I'm hearing you say is that this map is heavily in favor of the right, and it will appear on the ballot to be approved in November. It may pass still. It may get the votes to pass.
People want districts. Districts are a good idea, but I just keep saying to people, you know, districts need to be done right. And I would rather have at-large seats, continue to have at-large seats, than to have biased gerrymandered districts. That basically disenfranchise lots of people and make some people's votes count for less than other people's votes.
What would you like to see done at this point now? This is already going to be on the ballot, right?
Yeah. I'd like to see the voters reject this measure in November and for us to try again. And we could put together a fair, balanced committee. We could let them look at lots of different structures, right? Like we could look at the Missoula model. Missoula County in Montana, they have candidates come from districts. So you're guaranteed that someone from your geography, your neighborhood, is going to be representing you on the Board of Commissioners. But they're elected at large. So all the voters get to vote for all the commissioner seats. In the measure that's going to go before the voters in November, you would only get to vote for one out of five commissioners, the one that is connected to the district that you live in. So we would go from you getting to vote for all the commissioners currently to you only get to vote for one.
And that could be revised?
If this measure passes, then it can't be revised. Mm-hmm. If this measure fails, then we could look at other structures. We could look at that Missoula County structure. We could look at a structure where we have four districts and an at-large chair. Then you would at least get to vote for two districts, two commissioners. I think one of the major concerns about the five district structure is parochialism. So you get, commissioners who think that their only job is to represent their part of the county, and all of a sudden, when it comes time to site the landfill, you have the commissioner whose district is going to be put in saying, like, no, you're not going to put that in my district, right? We need a landfill, but not in my district. Or you have commissioners fighting for, like, hey, I want a roundabout in my district here. And it's like, well, you don't have the traffic patterns and numbers to justify a roundabout. I don't care. The other guy got a roundabout in his district. I want one in mine.
Okay. So if this does not pass and you have to go back with a new committee and draw up new maps, that decision or that committee actually is going to be selected by the five people who are in place as of January 1?
Yes, although other methods for selecting the committee could include others, right? For most districting processes, you might involve state legislators, like You know, Anthony Broadman, Vicky Breese Iverson, Mike McLean, Emerson Levy. You might ask cities to appoint people directly to the committee. We did a very narrow committee and committee selection process. And, you know, to get to the kind of partisan dimensions of this, Commissioner Darren, Commissioner DeBoehm, between them, appointed four Republicans to the committee. I appointed one Democrat, one independent, and one not affiliated to try to provide some balance to that committee. Unfortunately, the other commissioners didn't want to represent the whole spectrum of voters across the county in proportionate numbers to the registration in the county.
All right, that's where we're going to have to leave it. And Deschutes County Commissioner Phil Chang told you we weren't going to have enough time.
We got to say a lot about that.
Thank you so much for your time. I appreciate it.
Thank you.
FM News 100.1, 1110 KBND.